Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Thinking big thoughts so you don't have to.
Although,
here's John Williams.
The news click over the holiday was, it's going to be in the 90s. Do you like this? And a lot of you said, actually, I don't remember what a lot of you said. Do you remember what the results on that were when we said temperatures in the 90s? This was for last weekend, Elif. The news click was, it's going to be in the 90s all weekend. Do you like?
And most
of us in the studio on this show, by the way, Patty Vasquez joining us in studio now, too.
Mm-hmm.
We were all thumbs up with 90s.
You weren't.
Well, excuse me, I was. Violetta, were you thumbs up on 90s?
I was thumbs up, but I thought you weren't.
Yeah. I think
you're mistaking me with you.
Happens all the time.
It does not. Patty, where are you on that?
If it wasn't for the fact that I was in two parades yesterday, riding on top of the WGN fan van, so I was on hot metal, baking in the sun, I think I would have been decent with it, because when the ice is blowing in your face and the wind is coming off the lake, 90 sounds fantastic.
Yes.
Well, it doesn't mean you have to love the worst of winter to say you don't like 90. I don't like 90. Can I say, John, I was emailing with a friend of mine in Ireland today. The Emerald Isle is brown.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're going through a very rare drought.
Yeah, right. He said it's been sunny in 80s there for the longest time. And I said yesterday there were sprinkler bands, but yeah, they've really lost a lot of their color.
Mm. Saw a world heat map yesterday, and it was just all red, the whole planet. So, you know, I know there's pockets of rain or cold, and anytime you tell people the globe is warming, they'll go, oh, yeah, well, then how come it's 42 degrees where it's not? It's the world is getting hotter and hotter and hotter. And this heat map was just like the planet was just glowing red.
Well, it's interesting because you're just saying it's hotter and people are getting angry. Oh, there you go with global warming. But you didn't say anything else. It's just that it's empirically true that it's getting warmer, regardless of why you think that's happening.
Well, but we also think we've been following the, anecdotally here, the rains that we've been having.
This feels so good. I'm drenched.
Steve is the champion of this, but I'm a convert now. We no longer have nice, day-long, gentle rains. We have wham or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And
our weather is more extreme.
That's the point.
With the heat, with the
cold. That's what global warming is. It leads to climate change. You get this sort of more volatile, changing weather pattern.
Fake science.
And if someone just tuned in, they think we're talking about our government.
Fake science.
Everything's extreme, not just the weather.
Yeah. Patty Vasquez in the studio. We invite her in as often as she can make it. She's a regular now on our Mincing Rascals podcast. We just recorded one today with Patty and company. Thank you for doing that.
My pleasure.
And we used to say we would invite you in to promote the Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez show. But maybe we don't need to do that anymore because you're on it bright and early at 7 p.m.
Well, only there's a lot of White Sox games.
Oh, that's true.
So for your programming interests, the Patty Vasquez Show with Andre Darlis is regularly scheduled for 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. If the White Sox are playing, we come on after the game until 1 a.m.
My hope for the White Sox this year is that they catch the Twins. Twins were in the playoffs last year. We are no longer in last place in our division. It would be nice if we finished in third place for this team.
Cubs have six in a row. Sorry. Hi. I'm so excited. I get to still be excited, John. I understand that we care of the White Sox. I love baseball, but my team, I'm a Cubbies fan.
I'm looking at Kevin, who's just getting stationed in the sports booth. I don't even know if he's dialed in on us yet. But is there a more exciting athlete in Chicago right now than Javi Baez?
Oh, so much fun.
You know, he made the most mundane thing an athlete on a baseball field can do, tagging somebody out. Mm-hmm. Exciting to watch. Who knew that that is an area about which you could be super talented? We don't talk about it that much anymore. I'm not exactly sure why. But the way he runs the bases these days, this is a guy who stole home four times twice this year.
Wait. Yeah, he stole home twice this year.
Yeah.
I think Kevin's in now, but first time since 74, maybe, that's happened.
That Javi Baez stole home?
Player in the Major League Baseball has stolen home twice in one season?
No.
That's not right?
Oh, wait a minute. Twice in one season. Okay, but Baez also stole home in 2016 in the playoffs, and when we won the World Series on our way in, and then he stole it in 2017, and then twice this year. And Steve, you're saying twice in 1 year stealing home is very unusual.
I feel like it's something I heard today, but I'm not the expert.
His four career steals of home, including the postseason tie-in with Ryan Sandberg, for most in Cubs history since 1974.
I would have never guessed that Ryan Sandberg stole home four times.
Sandberg stole home four times? Is that what Kevin just said?
Yes. He has four career steals of home is the way it's put here. Yes.
Oh.
So,
I love that Javier Baez plays with glee. He loves the game. With glee, he's got happiness. He loves the game.
Yeah, the amount of pressure he puts on opposing teams with his base running skills is incredible. I mean, you saw it the other day. Teams are throwing the ball around the field
because they
feel the pressure. And every single time he even hits an infield single, everybody's got to hurry to get him just at first. And then he's causing all sorts of trouble for the opposing team when he's on the bases. Yeah, he's fun to watch, no question.
Yes.
I want him, though, to avoid injury, to take off some of those chains. You know, when I was
a kid. That's part of the look.
When I was a kid, we weren't allowed to wear gold bling on the baseball field.
Slowing them down.
The NFL wouldn't allow that. I'll tell you that much, Bucky.
I remember that from even grade school sports. And there were girls that we played basketball, and they would say they couldn't take their crucifix off. And they would get tape, like medical tape, to keep it down so that it wouldn't become
an issue. Kind of kills the look, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when's the last time we've had somebody? I said this to my son the other day. I said, who was the last athlete in Chicago that was as exciting to us as Javi Baez is
now? I think people were really excited about Arrieta, and that season was incredible. You know, I mean, but you mean at a higher superstar level?
Yeah, I don't know. Just somebody who everybody's talking the next day about stuff he does. I mean, he'll hit a line drive to right center. It's a single, and he'll go for it. You know, the way he tags people out, some of the throws he makes. It seems like anytime he's around the ball, or doing something on the field, it's so exciting. And for a baseball player, that's hard because you stand around for 3 hours for a baseball game, and maybe the ball comes to you, maybe it doesn't.
Well, it's sort of like, what will he do next? You can't take your eyes off him because you don't want to miss it. And he's a human highlight reel.
Like
every day, it's more and more highlight. I guess, I mean, of course, Jordan, every Bulls game, you talked about what Jordan did
the night before.
But
and Sosa's at-bats used to be, even when Sammy would strike out.
How far did he hit it this time?
He would drill himself into the dirt just spinning around sometimes. His swings were fun to watch, even if he didn't hit the ball.
Well, and I love that Javi's been like this since day one. First day in the game, called it from the minors and hit a home run.
Oh, really? His first at-bat?
Yeah.
First game?
How was at-bat? Was it his first at-bat? I know it was his first game, Kevin.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was, I don't know if it was his first at-bat. I know Wilson Contreras hit a home run in his first at-bat.
Well, do you remember, because I said to my son, I said, well, didn't we have these kind of hopes for Starlin Castro? Remember when Castro came up, and you guys can look this up, but Castro's first game in a Cub uniform, he was like 3-for-5 with a homer and a triple and scored 9 runs and, you know, pitched 4 innings and sold concessions. He was unbelievable. Starlin Castro's first game, you go, this guy is it. And then it turns out he was a very talented young man who has a nice baseball career, but he had his head in the cloud a lot of times. You know,
I've been watching a play. He's like, watching T-ballers out in the outfield pick dandelions.
Right. What was the Castro-est moment of them all? What would you say, Kevin? Because I have a play in mind.
Well, give me your play. Maybe it'll be the same one I have.
It was when he was looking around, picking dandelions out there at shortstop, and lost track of things. And actually, we pitched the ball.
Yes,
and threw it back to the pitcher when he had his back to the play.
Oh my God.
He was just kind of over here.
It was a nice day at Wrigley. Give him a break. He was soaking it all
in. Waving to somebody and left.
That's how I was.
Oh,
that's
right. Sorry, my bad. Yeah. We got to turn around.
Yeah, I played baseball and softball too, but there is something about just standing out there waiting, you know? Your mind drifts. I was an outfielder and I was just sort of like,
but you're getting paid $10 million. You got to be focused every pitch.
I'm very focused on $10 million.
Yes. Oh, yes. You do not let up at all.
I agree.
I think Javi Baez, too, one thing to consider, not taking anything away from him, but there are so many other veterans on that team now where Baez can stick his neck out a little bit more and try to make that extra great play because he does have such a good core around him. I mean, it's almost a perfectly constructed roster.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that kind of adds to it as well.
But he had that nice little rinky-dinky-do slide to steal home, you know, the little hitch in his...
Well, that's going to be remembered
beautiful.
As the Javi Baez slide. He should trademark that or patent it or whatever because, it's like a swim move, like a defensive lineman swimming an offensive lineman. And it's like he pulls a little trick on the the guy, whoever's trying to tag him, whether it's at second or at home. It's pretty incredible.
Well, he shows his left side and his left arm because the catcher did everything right. The ball was there. He put it in front of the bag. You wait for the player to come to you. And then when he is, you extend and tag him. And instead, he came with his left, and then he pulled the left back. Oh, now the left's not there. Meanwhile, the right came around, and then his other two arms reached over to the other side. Mm-hmm. He's like this octopus coming in and just finds the right place to tag the bag.
Reminded me when Fred Flintstone used to bowl on his tippy toes.
Well, teams are going to have to start game planning for Baez, specifically for that, because he's done that to a handful of guys now. I mean, you got to be prepared for that slide when you're playing the Cubs.
Twice this year. Patty Vasquez has been talking on her show with Andrea, 7 o'clock weeknights, about democracy.
Yeah, we had a history professor and someone who works for he's a director of education for the American Bar Association on Friday. We had Frank Valadez to talk about what it means to have a democracy. Really what it comes down to, I think, what's the point of talking about it, aside from the fact that obviously we celebrate the 4th of July, our independence from England, but it's that we establish a democracy, which is a popular sovereignty, that it's the people that choose and that the government officials serve us, and we're not participating. You know, we are arguing with each other, but less than half the country votes, and of that, half the registered voters vote, and it's about, I wanted to talk about citizenry and what it means to participate in this democracy, this great experiment.
Yeah. Well, you know what's a point that my friend Thomas Jefferson makes a lot is that we so take for granted, well, everybody gets a vote and it's of the people and things like that. There's checks and balances. We have no sense of appreciation of how unique and dangerous and courageous that was.
Exactly.
And I guess the King of England or somebody in England said after the Revolutionary War, when they found out that George Washington was not going to ask to be an emperor, he was going to be asked to be a president and would only serve two terms. And they said, if this is true, he is the greatest man who's ever lived. Because you get flush with power. We just won this thing. I was the general. It's my country now. And George Washington said, no, I want it to be like Jefferson and Madison and them imagined. It'll be of the people. And that was unique.
It was considered the first challenge, obviously, of the democracy was, would the leader of this new proposition step aside for the next? And that's the thing, is that we change our government without shooting a single bullet. We vote. You know, we have a revolution every time there's an election.
More people, I had the numbers off. I'm trying to think of what the election numbers were in 2016. Did more or less than half of the people eligible to vote vote?
I believe it was less. It has been, and the numbers have been like that for a while. I mean, Barack Obama seemed to inspire people to get out, but, you know, that also drove other people not to vote because they didn't, you know, they weren't inspired on the other side of it.
So you're talking about you tackling some of this stuff again tonight? Mm-hmm.
Last night we had Bill Gorgo, also an educator. Tonight we'll have Representative Martwick, who talks a lot about how democracy is messy and we get upset and we get angry at each other. But it's working. The fact that we continue to have bloodless elections means that democracy works.
Eric Zorn in the Tribune. I'm going to make you endure a paragraph of Eric Zorn again, as I did in the Mincing Rascals podcast we recorded earlier today. He said this. He said, the news media, a free press, are, for all their flaws, integral to democracy, which in turn is integral to the freedom that we ostentatiously celebrate this week. Our patriotic cliches are nonsense if they are not buttressed by a robust, independent, free press that publishes without fear. History repeatedly shows that those who brand truth as lies fertilize fascism, said Eric Zorn.
That is one of the strongest aspects of a democracy, is having a free press, not having anyone tell the press what they can and can't say. If you want to talk about bias, that's a different conversation altogether, but the press has to be unfettered.
Couple of text messages based on what you've heard so far. 312 says, hey, John, Javi was horrible last year, especially in the playoffs. 773 says, I work at Wrigley. Nobody works harder on his craft before the game than Javi Baez.
Oh, I love hearing that.
630 said, please tell the Cubs Javier has no trade clause. I don't know if he does or not. Can they?
He doesn't.
He doesn't? What does that mean?
No trade clause?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't have a no trade clause. Very few players will ever get that. Which means the Cubs could trade him if they want. If he had a no trade clause, it would mean the Cubs can't trade him.
Well, let's pass a petition and give him one.
Yeah. What'll that
They're not going to trade him.
What's it going to take? John, I was taught in school that we are not a democracy. We are a representative republic. Now, I think you're using the word democracy with a small d here, specifically for the reason that we will not have mob rule or democratic rule. Something here. I'll hand this to you.
Okay.
Have your people look into that.
I will do the research while we discuss.
We do have tickets to give away.
By the way, representative democracy, that's a type of democracy, though. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Say it again.
Representative republic is a type of democracy.
Oh, well, there you go.
So
I knew that. I was just making sure you had a handle on it.
Founded on the principle of elected officials representing a group of people as opposed to a direct democracy.
Say that again.
It is founded on the principle of elected officials representing a group
right.
of people as
right.
opposed to a direct democracy.
Right. So we don't all vote. We vote for representatives who vote for us, carry mm-hmm. out our will. And if we don't like that, then we get new ones. That's our form of democracy here, a representative mm-hmm. one. I want to talk a little bit about that caves story. After the news here. Have you guys talked about this at all?
Not.
The boys in Thailand in the cave?
We have not.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable what's happening.
What they're
here.
Enduring. Mm-hmm.
And what they're going through right now. It reminds me of a couple of other similar sort of stories, and we'll talk about all of that. You're tackling democracy again, among other things, with Andrea tonight?
Theater Thursday tonight on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis.
Oh, that's right. What show are you going to review or discuss?
Shrek. We're going to have that. We're not reviewing, but we have the some of the cast members and the stage folks coming in from Shrek to talk about that. It's our friend John Sobel from Max and Benny's will be joining us, too.
Patty and Violetta, all of these names now. Way too many vowels on our staff here. Patty,
oh, sorry to do that to you.
Andrea will be joining us, joining you this evening at 7 o'clock.
Technically, actually, after the White Sox play tonight. They have a 7 o'clock start. They're not playing here. They're in Houston, so chances are they'll be a go.
What do you guess? Maybe 10 o'clock?
I would say closer to 11.
And then do you guys go till 1 when that happens?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good show. Thanks for coming by.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.